Garth Brooks is a one-man symbol of the recent commercial breakthrough in country music. It's rare for a country music album to sell more than 1 million copies. But Garth Brooks' last album, Fences, sold more than 4 million and cracked the pop chart top 10. His new record, Rope in the Wind, is now number 1 on the pop chart. Ken Tucker has a review.
Folks call me Maverick. Guess I ain't too diplomatic. I just never been the kind to go along. Just avoiding confrontation for the sake of confirmation. And I'll admit I tend to sing a different song. Sometimes you just can't be afraid to wear a different hat. If Columbus said goodbye, this old world might still be flat. Nothing venture, nothing gain. Sometimes you got to go against the grain.
Uh-oh, it sounds like the most popular performer in current country music is starting to believe his own hype. Garth Brooks begins his new album with the vainglorious Against the Grain, talking about how folks call me a maverick, and I ain't no hypocrite, what you see is what you get. What we get is a disturbingly self-satisfied record.
Yesterday she thanked me for oiling that front door. This morning when she wakes, she won't be thankful anymore. She'll never know how much I care, just that I couldn't stay. And I'll never know the reason why I always run away. Burning bridges, one by one. What I'm doing can't be undone. And I'm always hoping someday I'm gonna stop this running around. Every time a chance comes up, another bridge goes down.
On his first two albums, Brooks was a sensitive, tough guy who strove to understand the emotions of the women in his songs. He was also a guy who knew how to have fun. He proved that with his big, enjoyably goofy hit single, Friends in Low Places, last year. But on Rope in the Wind, Brooks is more cold and self-centered. In Burning Bridges, the song I just played, he's a heel who talks to his lover about where they're going to settle down. Early the next morning, though, he skips town on her. In Rodeo, his true love ain't no woman flesh and blood, it's that damned old rodeo. Over and over, the songs describe a moody character who'll use any old excuse to avoid making a commitment.
This old highway is like a woman sometimes. She can be your best friend, but she's the real jealous collar. She's the lady that leads me to the life I dream of. And she's the mistress that keeps me from the ones that I love.
The best performances here on What's She Doing Now, The River, and a country rearrangement of Billy Joel's Shameless all showcase Brooks's greatest strength, his ability to fill country ballads with soulful emotions. But most of the time, Rope in the Wind is smug and restrained, and rather chintzy. There's barely more than half an hour of music here. It's as if Brooks thinks he's figured out just what his fans want, and he'll give them that and nothing more. And you know, more would be nice.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. One final note before we close today's Fresh Air. On a recent program, in a review of Paul Fussell's book Bad, or The Dumbing of America, Nova University in Florida was described as a vanity school that hands out PhDs for life experience essays along with lots of cash. This was a mischaracterization of Nova University. We regret the error. I'm Terry Gross.